adjourn, please?
Recommendation for Board of Records Management Business Contract.
Okay, Chief, can you be the spokesperson on this?
Yes, sir. Good evening, Mayor, Pro Tem, and Council. How are y'all doing tonight? Here tonight to present our recommendation for a police records management system for the police department. We sent out an RFP for a records management system on March the 16th. It was advertised and sent out to 350 vendors. We received 7 proposals back on April 3rd, went through the process, and make a recommendation of selecting SunGard OSSI. We sought a comprehensive, robust records management system that would not only provide for our current needs, but future needs. We also were wanting to have a product that provide mobile solutions, as we've discussed in the past, which would let us do some modules in the field, such as mobile incident reporting, accident reporting, electronic citations in the field, field interviews. This product has some additional functions such as police-to-police database, which allows us to share information with other police departments, and also a great feature of police-to-citizen, which allows for online reporting of certain crimes with certain guidelines, obviously, and also report retrieval, so citizens can go online and retrieve a report rather than having to come to the police department. There's a number of police departments in Georgia that use their software. I think there's about 70. A couple locally, which are Sandy Springs and Alpharetta, and we recommend the purchase of this. The purchase price is $399,110.86, which was more than it was originally allotted. We had to come up with our numbers before, obviously early in the process rather than later, but that amount is still available in our master lease. Available to answer any questions.
Chief, I'll start it off. What happens? What are the downside? What happens if we delay this for 6 months or a year or something?
Well, as it stands right now, we have no records management system. So everything that we're doing, we're kind of piecemealing in Excel and things like that. And with a little bit of information, you can do that. But as it accumulates, it becomes very difficult to pull our data out of there, retrieve reports. We're kind of doing that using Excel. I think it would could present a lot of problems for us in the long run.
The second question, is there a cheaper model, upfront money, that would allow us to have a build-on feature as we go down the line and we need to expand?
Well, with any of the records management systems, you certainly can buy less modules for a cheaper price. As an example, electronic citations. If you take that out of the proposal, then it would certainly be cheaper than not providing that. So certainly you can take out modules.
Is this cost a one-time cost, or does that include a maintenance factor?
The first year's maintenance is free, but after that there is a maintenance of the software.
Do you know what that number is?
I don't off the top of my head.
Yeah, I've got a couple of questions. Okay, I just want to make sure. Okay. First of all, let me say that I have some experience with SunGard. In addition to records management for police, they also have a record management product for hospitals.
Yes.
And I used their hospital product, and I thought it was fine.
Yes.
I had good experiences with it. My question is, how was their bid in terms of the other 6 bids that you got? Were they cheapest, close to cheapest at the time? Help me understand.
Sure.
How much more than the minimum we paid to get the
sure.
one we wanted.
Well, we sent out the RFP, which had what we were looking for.
Okay.
And then we narrowed it down to the top 3 vendors, and then we reviewed those top 3 vendors, and the other 2 vendors did not meet our specs of what we were looking for. We did not open their packets. We only opened OSSI.
Okay.
So this is the only bid whose package opened because it was the only one that met the all the requirements?
Yes.
Are there not other police departments using records management packages that... It's hard to believe that there's nobody out there but SunGard whose package would meet our needs.
Well, I wouldn't say that there's no one else out there. That's out of the ones that bid in the top three, they were the only one. There was obviously other companies since that did not bid.
You know, that's it's starting to sound a little bit like the phone system. I hate to say that, but...
This was open from March 16th to April 3rd.
Okay. Yeah. Chief, can you just give us an idea of the delta? You said that it overran what was budgeted. Is that number by 100,000 or 10,000 or...
I think originally in the master lease there was 300,000, and there's been some cost savings over that would cover the purchase of that. And it's in the master lease, so it's paid over a 5-year period.
Okay. The difference, we originally budgeted what for this, and it's roughly 400,000 now. So it's 100,000 over. Okay.
Yes.
So, in terms of time, like the automatic ticket system and the remote or whatever we want to call it, ticketing and
electronic citations.
Can you give an idea of when an officer pulls over a guy now and has to write a paper citation, the time it takes versus the...
Well, there's a couple of features. Some of the data you're able to pull out of your computer, such as the information from their car and or their driver's license, you can pull it directly into the software so you don't have to actually write that out. It's pulled in. The other thing... obviously, there's legibility of citations. You know, officers sometimes have kind of terrible handwriting, and that helps. And another key feature is if we electronically gather this information, then we don't have to data entry it on the back end in court. We can, it'll be a seamless kind of process that goes through the court.
And I guess the other one is this tied just to this information shared with our municipal court, but is this shared with like the Cap County Superior Court or State Court? Is that...
No.
That
most record system management systems are not.
Okay, but it would share it with our municipal court for that tracking.
Yes.
So, I guess again, give me an idea of time. If you were to fill out a normal citation, takes an officer off the street for X amount of minutes.
About 10 minutes or so, and
this is
probably about five.
Cut this in half.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay. I know SunGard. It's a good company. I served on the board of the CEO and founder of SunGard. They're primarily in the backup systems business. They're a major line of business, but I'm sure they're doing that same job in this area.
Yes,
I'd like to offer a resolution that we defer this until the third meeting in May, because we've had a chance to look at this further. This is a little bit more money, and we tend to be $100,000, $25,000 and accept the debt, and I'd just like to have a little bit more information before we take it to the vote.
I second that. Okay, anybody else in discussion on the motion to table?
I have a question for the chief regarding the efficiency aspect on the back end. How many bodies are we talking about? How much efficiency are we gaining by this specific software versus the ones that weren't selected? Is there any way you can tell us or differentiate between what was not selected?
Not really about efficiency. It was about the actual product. You know, for instance, some didn't have online retrieval of reports by citizens or electronic citations, or just different modules like that we thought was very important because we want to try to keep the officers in the field. So that's one reason we're trying to get all the mobile products that we can in order to be able to do that.
So the efficiency then would be you wouldn't need somebody back at the police station to run reports and to print reports, and the customer interface would be electronic, which would be more efficient as well in that realm.
Yes.
Is this product, this is really just a police product. At some point in the future, we're going to have a records management system for the city, is my belief. Is there any thinking about future purchases with SunGard for future purchases as it relates to this purchase? might not be a question for you specifically.
Well, I don't know that it's a records management, but obviously there's finance and different products, so maybe Warren could answer that.
Yeah, the general IT concept that we're working off of is to go best of breed and then use middleware to be able to connect and make sure that it works. And I think the critical components here that we've made sure that the software that the police department is recommending will connect with courtware, which reduces the double data entry aspect of it. The secondary step to that is going to be that when somebody pays their ticket and it's entered into courtware, it's a separate entry has to be made into the journal on the financial software. So what we're going to make sure is that when we go in the second half of this year and select the financial management software, that will connect in with the courtware, so that what will end up happening is the electronic citation will be written in the car, and then it goes to the court, and then when it's paid, it goes to the financial management, and it's only one data entry for the entire process. So that's where the real efficiency comes in the long term. But from a strategic standpoint, it won't matter that we have to have, all SunGard components on each of our areas. We'll have the best of breed and then connect it all through the middleware concept.
Since we have you at the microphone, can you give us a little bit about the financial aspect of it and the lease and how this is economically feasible?
I believe is it 4 year? It's 4 year off the master lease that y'all have already approved, and we put in funds with a little bit of guesswork as to what we thought it would cost. So on the $400,000, we'll be done at 4 years, and I believe is it 2.9% interest on that master lease. So it'll be 400,000 divided by 4 plus 2.9% interest. So we'll have to put in money again next year and the following year and the year after that to be able to pay that off. So really the 400,000, you're looking at one quarter cost for this fiscal year, which will actually be paid in January of next year.
Right. Thank you.
Just a question for Chief. What's the impact on you guys if we wait a month to do this? I want to be mindful of both our reluctance to spend money, but at the same time, our insistence that you get your job done.
Absolutely. There's some things, obviously, that because we don't have electronic citations, we're having to pay for and order printed citations, so there's the cost of that. As far as operations goes, it's we're much more efficient once we get the system in place where we can do tickets in the car, accident reports, incident reports. It will save us a lot of officer time, obviously. But on the other end of that, with our database, having all of our, right now we can get rudimentary information, such as a crime happened here and everything, but we can't produce any meaningful data because we don't have a database. It's not going into a database for us to collect the data and be able to analyze it to say, other than by hand, and looking at each and every report and using an old pen map, if you can imagine. So that's the only way we can do that sort of thing. So it does kind of hamstring us a little bit in that respect. If you approved it tonight, it still will take probably 4 to 6 months to implement. So it's not like if you approve it, we'll have it ready, next week or next month. It takes 4 to 6 months from probably the moment of approval to actually go through the whole process because we have to do all those modules and the training on it and those sorts of things.
Chief, we want the police to have the best, but also we have to be very mindful of the budget in this year.
Sure.
And I would really like, I second this, I'm in favor of tabling this, but in that meantime, I'd like to see if there's some way that you could have the features that you need and bring this back within budget. That's possible.
I just want to clarify, too. We've got a couple terms dancing around here between what was allocated within the master lease, which is the $300,000 number, what was put in the budget for a first-year cost, I believe it was $50,000 in the fiscal year 2009 budget, which assumed a $200,000 total cost. We recognized that mistake when we bid the master lease and up to $300,000. So just want to make sure if there's a target number that we're trying to hit, that we're all talking about the same things. And the master lease is $300,000. The
fiscal year budget is 200.
Move the table is or defer?
First or third?
Okay, I just want to make sure you said table. I'll offer amendment. Basically, I don't know if we need a month to look at this, to do this on May 11th meeting. That still gives us 2 weeks to look at this, and I think that's sufficient time.
I'll second.
Okay. Motion's been amended, and second, that we change the deferred date from the 3rd of May to the 11th of May. Any discussion? Chief, I think you would. Any more questions for the chief? Council one.
When do the other bid packages, are they now kaput, or are we able to open those other bid packages? Can you tell me the process of waiting another 2 weeks and how that affects?
Tyra will probably have to answer that with purchasing.
Cost proposals?
Yes.
Just come on up here. Microphone's
there. No, I'm not.
Step up to the simulated mic there.
Tyra Little, purchasing manager. And you're talking about the cost proposals?
We are thinking about deferring this for 2 weeks, and I'm not sure if we're going to go out for new bids or what we're going to be looking for in these next 2 weeks. Are we able to open these other big bid packages, which we were just told didn't meet our needs? Are we able to open those?
Well, because the evaluation scores were not, well, OSSI scored a little higher. We only opened up one because they were the top score. But if you would like for us to open up those cost proposals, we can. However, I would recommend not, because they did not meet the criteria of the RFP. There were areas that we requested them to propose on, and they did not meet that criteria. So it wouldn't be fair to
right.
open those up.
Again, I'm trying to figure out what we're doing with the two-week deferral.
That's a good point.
I don't see it being feasible to open the other packages. I don't see it being feasible to go out with an RFP. The city has reviewed this package. It meets our needs. It's overpriced. It's over what we expected, but it meets the long-term goals and needs of the city. It saves efficiency and manpower on many different levels, and I believe this is a system which might be able to work for us. I'd like to make a proposal that we approve this contract.
Well, your point of order, John, we've got a motion to defer on the table.
Okay. Several motions.
Okay. And, you know, the discussion my point is, this is over budget. Anytime we're over budget by this amount in this economic times, you know, I think it bears scrutiny. And I think, you know, I don't know how long you all have seen this, but, you know, I think I saw it, you know, last Thursday. And to be that much over budget, you know, I think that definitely, I think it's our fiduciary responsibility to take another good hard look at that. And whether we go out with another RFP or whatever we do, I think we need to take a good hard look at it before we decide to approve something that's over budget by this time.
I had something real quick.
Sure, Chief, go ahead.
When we kind of tried to come up with the budget originally, it was before we had a chance to look at, you know, really what we needed. It was a little early in the process. And so once we kind of talked to folks and we realized, especially and I talked to several folks about, we want the officers in the field not having to come back to the station. So we looked at it and kind of designed it according to those needs. Also, we did save in a lot of other areas, and I certainly understand your concern about the money, but we did save in a lot of other areas that would make it a little bit more palatable as far as kind of for the overage, so to speak.
Thank you. I think what I'd like to understand, in a 2 week period of time, to answer Councilman Hennigan's question, I'd like to understand how we're going to pay for this from our existing budget. We've got places there that we've already saved some money, perhaps we could reassign that, but I'd like to understand that, and I do think the next 2 weeks could be spent. We don't want another ready hire front aim fire on our purchasing process here. We've gone through that a couple of times, and this is not the time to do it. This is a big number, and we need to do it right.
And that's one reason why we went through a thorough process.
Thank you.
Okay, any other discussion? Okay, we have an amendment on the motion. John,
I'd like to make a substitute amendment to pass this.
I think that's not relative to the other, to the motion and the amendment on the table.
A substitute motion I'd like to make as far as putting this on the table for approval.
Okay, that's out of order, John. You can't make a substitute motion when it's on the floor. Just go down.
Okay.
Thanks. Let's make no more discussion. We're going to vote on the motion as amended that we defer this until the 11 May meeting. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Okay, that passes 4-1. Now we're going to vote on the original motion as amended that we defer this until 11 May. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
4-1. 4-1 on both cases, Sharon. So it's deferred until the 11th of May. And where are we? We're still in the battery box? Okay. It looks like it's going to be L7. Appointment of the